Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
9:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on medical leave. I am broadcasting live from Rogers Center in Toronto, Ontario. Jeremy is holding it down along with Joe at the Fan Studios. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Ryan Ripken. What's going on, Ryan?
What's going on? Hey, happy opening day.
Yeah.
You're live from Toronto?
Yeah, I'm in Toronto right now. I'm here.
Yeah, well, I know you're up there. You're moving and grooving, Rob.
Well, hey, Ryan, the station wasn't going to pay for him to go, but we factored in the exchange rate. We can afford it, so we're good.
there it was. Yeah. How could I forget about that?
Ryan, before we go on with baseball, what's the name of your new show?
Just Ryan Ripken Show. That's Ryan Ripken Show. And then on Fridays.
That's what I mean. Friday.
I'll be on 12 to 2. On it's during the Vinny and Haney hour of, I guess it's going to be Ripping with Ryan.
That's what
12
I mean.
To 2. That's
okay,
it,
that's
right
awesome.
There. Ripping with Ryan.
I can
that's
join
awesome.
The show, and it could be the Ripping and the Tearing, right, Joe? Can we do that? No, I don't know why anybody wants that.
All right. Sure. Yeah, that works too.
The Ripping and the Tearing.
Ryan, what's the most memorable opening day for you?
Yeah, I was thinking back to that. You know, as a kid. You know, and I think because I just saw, was there snow yesterday up in Toronto?
Not when
maybe
I was here.
Well, I saw some pictures of snow flurries somewhere. And I remember when Baltimore was playing here opening day and had that kind of snowstorm, I guess what we want to call a snowstorm for opening day. And I remember seeing that. It was the first time I really experienced as a kid the snow in general. And I go, man, this isn't baseball weather, but this is really cool. And then flash forward to my playing career in the minors, I was playing in Hagerstown, and we were playing the Delmarva Shorebirds. I was on the Hagerstown Suns, the Nationals affiliate. And then it snowed then, but I went, you know what, this isn't as fun to try to hit in the snow. But I'll tell you what, who made it look easy, and I hope it's that easy today, Ryan Mountcastle hit a grand slam, had a pitch at his eyes. And that was like my first, welcome to who is Ryan Mountcastle. I'm like, who the heck is this guy swinging at this pitch? But he went deep on opening day. I'm hoping we can see a similar result for Mountie up there if he's in there today against Toronto.
I'm kind of curious your thoughts on, like, you know, facing this Toronto team, because Jose's not the pitcher he once was. I think he's got to change some things up, a little bit more ground balls and strikeouts now. Mountcastle has two hits off of him. They're both long balls. And looking at the algorithm I have, it likes the Orioles' bats a lot today. Do you think this offense is going to have to carry this pitching staff, or do you buy into the pitching staff?
Well, so I do think that the Orioles' offense should be leaned on as a strength because they do have a very deep team, but the big MO for me this year with the Orioles offense is they go as their young core goes. So do those guys continue to take another step like the Cowser's building off of last year, Jackson Holliday trying to get going, Westberg playing like an all-star, Adley bouncing back, which again, I all expect this, but you need it to happen first. Now today specifically for the matchup, yeah, I know that the years have said that The Jose's had good numbers against Baltimore. But you're right. I mean, it's a new year. And as you get older and as a pitcher, you have to kind of redefine yourself. And you're going to have to locate your stuff better. He's not going to be a guy that's going to blow it by it. He's not going to be a guy that's going to necessarily fool you too much. But one thing that does work in his advantage sometimes on opening day is the hitters are excited. Are they going to be able to be patient? Because he's going to have to try to mix in his pitches to keep this Orioles lineup off track. And if the Orioles hitters are a little bit anxious and fired up because it's opening day, you know, that could ultimately help the Blue Jays. But I'm buying the bats today, too. I'm with you. And why not Ryan Mountie? I've seen Mountie do it too many times, man. Why don't we start off the year with a Mountie blast?
Hey, I think they have a Ryan Mountcastle alley out here in left field.
They should.
He's their daddy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ryan Ripken joins us right now. Ryan, people seem to be not as optimistic about the outcome for the 2025 season for the Orioles. Where do you stand? What do you think the outcome is for them this year?
Well, I think it's the expectations rise every year, right? And I never fault any fan for feeling passionate about their team, right? I'm glad that we're having discussions on whether you think they've done enough or haven't, because they're relevant again, and you expect them to make a run. Now, for me, I'm going, okay, they need to get back to the dance in the playoffs, and then on top of it, can you then make some noise once you're there? But then how do you get there? You got to win in the regular season, and this is the first year, guys, where I can like look at the American League, not just the AL East, the American League, and there's really no true favorite in my mind, especially what happened with Garrett Cole out and Luis Gil. When you look around, you can make the case for eight or nine teams that, hey, they could be the favorite in the AL. And I could say I can see that. And I think that the Orioles are in that category. Yes, they have some injuries. Yes, they have to see how their starting staff's going to line up to begin the year. But again, goes back to the point. The Orioles, unlike any other team, they go as their young core and nucleus go. If they play well, the Orioles are going to play well. And another thing that helps psychologically, despite the issues last year with all the injuries, the Orioles have dominated the AL East. So if they can continue to beat their rivals, they're going to be in a good position. So, and you know, we're from Baltimore, right? So what do we know now? You get to the playoffs, then it's going to be, what do you do in the playoffs? That's going to define the season. But I think the Orioles are going to be in a good position to get there if we expect the things for them to do happens during the first 162.
Hey, Ryan, my hot take today when we were kind of going over season-long predictions and things was that Jackson Holiday makes the All-Star game. And as strange as that may sound to some people, I really believe it's going to happen. I think he's just going to have a bang-up year. What are your thoughts?
It didn't sound strange to me, Jeremy, because I know you came to work high.
Yeah, well, that's fair. That's fair. But I came to work in my spaceship, to be honest. But yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Ryan, what do you think about Jackson this year?
What I, you know what? You can be crazy for a lot of different reasons, Jeremy, but not for this, you know? Look, it's not far-fetched. I don't want to, like, for me, I'm not going to, you know, anticipate that he's going to be an all-star. Can he be, though, with the talent that he has? No doubt about it, right? Like, we saw Jordan Westberg last year become a starter, play every day, and build confidence. That's the thing with Jackson. The only difference with Jackson compared to a guy like Jordan Westberg last year, Jordan went to college and had years and years of kind of learning himself, went through a little bit more failure, and then, you know, just his makeup there. Jackson, talent-wise, there's only a few players with Jackson's ceiling at his age right now that can go out there and impact the game in so many ways. But the one thing that is going to be interesting to watch is he is such a young kid still. How do you navigate going through a full season if you're up there, and can you continue to get better? And also, I know, like, you're going to have to kind of learn a couple different positions that he's still trying to get more comfortable at second base, might be asked to play more shortstop, right? But, yeah, Jackson Holiday to me is that one piece. If he plays like an all-star, Jeremy, I'll say this, if he plays like an all-star, the Baltimore Orioles more than likely are going to be near at the top of the AL East for the majority of the season.
Real quick before we get you out of here, Ryan, Terps versus Florida, who wins?
My heart wants – let's just say my heart wants the Terps, but I'm a little nervous.
What does your pocket
say? I'm a little nervous, but I think we're going to have some fireworks regardless of what happens. Man, that's been an unfortunate scene, but why not, man? Terps, been a while. Give me the Terps.
There you go. Ryan, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.